This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has strongly criticized European allies for their stance on Iran and Venezuela in a speech at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. Pence told delegates it was time for them to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against Tehran.
Time has come for our European partners to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against this murderous revolutionary regime. The time has come for our European partners to stand with us and with the Iranian people, our allies and friends in the region.
Several European signatories to the Iran nuclear deal are reluctant to back out of it, even though President Trump withdrew U.S. support for it. Pence also called on the EU to recognize Venezuelan leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of the country. The United States has demanded that President Nicolas Maduro step down after an election that the U.S. government and several of its allies considered illegitimate. Theodore McCarrick, the first American cardinal accused of sexual abuse, is no longer a priest. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
McCarrick was once the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., and had gathered a reputation as a power broker before the scandal hit. When he was initially demoted from the rank of cardinal last July, it was the first time someone had been stripped of such a title in almost 100 years. And Saturday's announcement comes just days before a major summit at the Vatican, where top clergy will discuss the global sexual abuse crisis. A range of allegations against McCarrick date back 5 decades and include sexual abuse of a 16-year-old boy, which he says he doesn't recollect. Several current and former clergy also claim he used his authority to force subordinates to have sex with him. It's unclear where McCarrick may go from here.
This is VOA News. The chairman of Nigeria's Electoral Commission says the decision to delay presidential elections was painful, but was necessary to preserve Nigerian democracy. Speaking in Abuja on Saturday, Mahmoud Yakubu said that logistical setbacks mean all polling stations would not have been open in time for the elections.
It is for this reason that the commission decided to adjust the election dates to Saturday, 23rd February 2019, for presidential and national assembly elections.
Yakubu said the new date was picked because delaying the vote until Sunday would result, with resulting restrictions on movement, would have affected Nigerians who go to church. The INEC chairman also said more time was needed to adjust equipment that reads voters' identity cards. Incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari is running against Atiku Abubakar, a 72-year-old businessman and former vice president. Fighters from the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces battled the Islamic State group in the Syrian town of Baghouz in Deir el-Zor province on Saturday. The SDF is closing in on Islamic State militants in a tiny area less than a square kilometer wide in eastern Syria. They hope to soon declare the defeat of the militant group. The capture of the last pocket still held by IS fighters in the village of Baghouz would mark the end of a devastating 4-year global campaign to end the extremist group's hold on territory in Syria and Iraq. 15 Egyptian military personnel were killed in an attack at a military checkpoint outside the northern Sinai town of El Arish. Egyptian Army spokesman Tamer El-Refai wrote on his Facebook page that 14 soldiers and an officer were killed and wounded, adding that the army responded by killing 7 Islamic militants. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack through its Amaq news agency, though the group offered no proof for its claim. Egypt launched a major military campaign against terrorism in the northern Sinai more than a year ago. Hundreds of yellow vest protesters marched through Paris on Saturday, one of 7 scattered demonstrations in the French capital, marking the 14th straight weekend of protest. Security forces moved in, firing tear gas canisters several times as protesters in the main march tried to leave an approved route or overturned garbage bins in search of bottles. The weekend protests started against fuel taxes and grew into a mass movement against President Emmanuel Macron and his pro-business policies. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.